It's just funny that somebody spent so much time on this. It's the new Camel at 107.9. It's the Maria and Chad show. John Oliver has a show on HBO called Last Week Tonight, and he's been studying Corey McCloskey.
And now, the not-so-secret sadness of Fox 10 Phoenix's Corey McCloskey.
When we were kids, Troy, it was fun to, you know, climb up on a barn and then jump off into a wagon full of maybe hay or garbage, whatever. When I was a kid, we always had to bust these things in half. I never got a whole popsicle.
Ever?
No, never. This is my whole youth. Being whacked in the face by a snowball.
I grew up in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Really?
Yeah. Very small town called Kennett Square.
Kennett Square. Well, I lived out that way. I had to live on the Jersey side, though. Not a lot of cooking went on in our house. We prepared meals, but I wouldn't say that my mom was really a chef. We all grew up with Crayola, of course, and man, you know who I always envied? The kids who had the box with the sharpener. I was always reduced to getting a paring knife out to try to shave.
Let's talk to the man himself, Fox 10's Corey McCloskey.
I told you never to call me here.
Well, I understand you're on vacation, but you're all over the news this morning.
What is new? Is it positive?
You act like you don't know. I love this. So if people don't know, you are the subject of John Oliver, his HBO show Last Week Tonight. Have you seen the clip? I'm assuming you have.
I have. I'm concerned about this unhealthy obsession of his with me.
He obviously is a very big viewer of your show.
Yes. Not surprising. He's a Brit. He's trying to assimilate, so to speak, and I think he just wanted to follow an actual American with some actual American small-town memories.
Well, Corey, I think it's actually an intervention. He wants to find out why you are so sad and maybe offer some advice.
Yeah, well, I was surprised to see all of my my maudlin moments strung together like that. I can see why my people are trying to intervene. I didn't realize that my youth was so misspent and miserable until I saw them all cobbled together like that.
The collection all in one spot. Now, this is your opportunity to clear the air. Was your childhood really that bad?
No, I thought it was quaint and charming, and I didn't even realize how poor we were. At the time.
No crayon sharpener? Are you kidding me?
Crayon sharpener. What are you, the Rockefellers? Who had a crayon sharpener?
You know, you've been doing this forever. Did they give you a heads up that this was coming, or did you just wake up on Monday morning with all these texts and emails from people going, hey, they made fun of you last night?
Yes, that's exactly how. No, I had no idea. In fact, get this. What a funny and quaint twist. I got a Facebook message from a friend of my brother. She was so sweet. She said, this is Tanya Leitzel. She said, I'm in New York City, and a friend of mine invited me to a taping of the John Oliver show. I'm in the audience right now, and they just played a crazy collection of clips of you talking about our town.
Oh, my
gosh. You see it. So I heard about it before it aired, and I thought, oh, boy, what could this be? I never know what I've stepped in or what I've accidentally said or who's been incensed by something I've mentioned.
Oh, we get it. I mean, every day we're doing this show live, and you never know what's going to come out of our mouth and what we forget 5 minutes later, you know?
Yes, I know. That's true. Yes, we certainly could be brought up on many, many charges.
Well, Corey, we're going to give out that text word one more time. It's Corey's first name, C-O-R-Y. Text Corey to the number 22108 if you want to see this amazing video. And it is good-natured, and we appreciate all you do on Fox 10. We watch you here in the studio every morning.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Everybody loves Chad and Maria. Thanks, you guys, for the call.
Thank you. I'm down
in Cape May, New Jersey, and I may not come back.
When is vacation over? Are you back Monday?
I'll be back Tuesday. It took an extra day, so we'll see you then.
Enjoy it. Well-deserved, and thanks for taking time out of your vacation to update us on your embarrassment.
Thanks, you guys. Bye.
And if you want to see the video of Corey being sad, text the word Corey, C-O-R-Y, to the number 22108.